So glad this morning to see those that came out this morning. I know God is smiling this morning. When you wake up with the Lord on your mind and go forth that we can send praises unto him, he's well pleased. So I want to thank you this morning for that. So I promise I won't hold you long this morning. I try to get through this message as quickly as possible, that you won't get weary. But just in case I get caught up with the Spirit, we have to continue on. So my lesson text this morning is taken from Luke, the chapters 8, in the verses 20 through verse number 25, which was read in your hearing. That's Luke, the chapters 8, verses 22 through verse number 25. So we'll reread that once again for clarification. Verse 22 says, "Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, Let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth." 23 says, "But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm." Verse number 25 that we're going to focus on this morning said, "And he said unto them, Where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, What manner of a man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and the water, and they obey him." Ask the question, what manner of a man is this? Church, you should know by now that we are living in a world that's full of deception and controversy. A world of corruption, envy, jealousy, hatred, full of people out of touch with reality. People doing what they want to do. Don't care if it's right or wrong. No wonder this world is headed in the direction of total disaster. But church, when we know and see these things, it should give us, as being members of the body of Christ, hope. Knowing that the Lord God we serve has the plan of deliverance in his hand. The good hands people. So my subject this morning is, stay the course. Stay the course. What I'm saying this morning is, our faith should be strengthened by our surroundings. Why? Because Jesus made us a promise. He said in Matthew 28 and verse number 20, there in the lower part, he said, "I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Went on to say in John chapter 10, verse number 27, he said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Verse 28 says, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. 29 says, my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. 30 says, I and my Father are one. Church, no matter what's going on in our lives and around us, Jesus is a guarantee. Best coverage ever known. The good hands people. When the Lord tells us something, there should be no doubt in us with Him. The God we serve is a true and faithful God. Nothing's too hard for God. But we must let God be God in our lives. So I got a question this morning. Do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? Not heard of Jesus? Know the name of Jesus? But do you really know Him this morning? Let's look at our text once again in verse number 22. It says, now when Jesus said, let's go over to the other side of the lake. Church, their faith should not have been tested if they knew Jesus. See, the disciples didn't really know Jesus at this point, but they heard of Jesus. But knowing and not understanding brings doubt in our lives. But when the storm had them in jeopardy, they wanted to know who Jesus was. They say, Master, Master, we perish. That's verse number 24. But they didn't really know who He was and what He could do. After rebuking the winds and the raging of the water, they ceased and there was a calm. Verse number 25, Jesus said to them, where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, what manner of a man is this? Church, this morning, sometimes we wonder, what manner of a man is this that we serve? Even the winds and the water, they obey Him. Church, do we know Jesus? Northwest, what's going on around us in this wicked world today is a test of faith. We that know who Jesus is should never give in, give up, or give out. We should be strengthened by our struggles. Oh, church, He's trustworthy, able to do the impossible, can turn the impossibilities for us to possibilities, if you know Jesus. Brothers and sisters, His will is none should perish, but all come to repentance. That's 2 Peter 3 and verse number 9. Oh, we need to be strengthened this morning. Instead of being discouraged and afraid of what's going on around us, if we are to make it through the storm when it comes, we must strengthen our faith and stay the course. We know that the victory is in Jesus only if we stay the course. Things might be hard and unbearable right now, but we know a man that's going to make it all right. Let's look at Luke, the chapter is 5 and verse number 4. Some things we need to know about this man named Jesus. Jesus said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. 5 says, and Peter answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. See, this morning, church, Peter had a little doubt. But he said, nevertheless, at thy word. Verse number 6 says, and when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their nets break. 7 says, and they beckoned unto their partners, which were in other ship, that they should come and help them. Filled both ships, and they began to sink. When Simon saw it, he fell down at his knees of Jesus, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. O church, we need to have a nevertheless mind this morning. Not our word, but the word of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If we want to know Jesus, we must do what he say, and we're going to get some results when we obey our Lord and Savior. That same Jesus is watching over us this morning. He has commanded us to walk in the light as he is in the light. A commandment from our Lord and Savior this morning. That's 1 John 1 and verse number 7. See, when we just do what Jesus has commanded us, it will bring changes in our lives. Well, a question might be asked, how do we strengthen our faith? How do we become strong? See, strength through the promise of God. Some like strength because they neglect the promises of God. Believing and trusting our Lord gives us strength. Strength through performance for God. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Philippians 4 and verse number 13. We get strength by doing God's will. He enables us to accomplish tasks that bless others and glorify Him. We like strength because sometimes we fail to do God's will because we are too involved with our own interests. You can say amen if you want to this morning. See, we need to take time out of our busy lives for Christ. The Lord will increase our strength. Isaiah 40, verse number 29. Let's take a look at that this morning. Isaiah, the chapter 40, starting at verse number 29. The Bible says, He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. 31 says, But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Oh, we need to be strengthened this morning, church. What's going on around us should give us strength if we know Jesus. See, when we just do what Jesus has commanded, it will bring changes in our lives. Church, no matter what the old world is doing and people are saying, Jesus has already paved the way for us this morning. So in my closing this morning, some things we need to remember. Matthew 24 and verse number 13 sums it all up. He said, But he that shall endure unto the end, that same shall be saved. What I'm saying, if we stay the course, unto meaning, if we just see it through. Three things we need to remember this morning. Number one is, we must know how to follow. Follow meaning, to go, come after, to chase, or to be guided by. Oh, church, we can't follow someone doing it the way we want to do it. See, it's impossible to follow someone doing what we want to do. In other words, what I'm saying this morning is, we need to put self on a shelf if we are to be guided by Christ. See, the scripture says, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. That's James 4 and verse number 6. Some might say, I know where you're going. I'll take the shortcut and meet you there. Meaning, they don't want to follow. They want to be out front. So my message is this morning, just go ahead if you want to. But without Jesus being in front and a leader, you might run into something you're not big enough to handle. For instance, Satan. Oh, you don't want to be alone without Jesus when you meet Satan. Church, he's out there doing what he's known to do. Seek and devour. But Jesus is the great I am. He's the rock that can't be moved. He's our refuge, and in him we hide. The second thing we need to remember this morning is we must be sure who we are following. John 14 and verse number 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Jesus explains something in Matthew 7 and verse number 13, being two ways to life. See, Matthew 7 and 13 says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many be there which go in it. But in 14 he says, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few be there that find it. Oh, we need to listen to what Jesus is saying this morning. Church, we know on a narrow road or path, there's no room to go around. We must follow and stay behind. Why? Because that's the only way we can follow Him. Third thing we need to remember this morning is an example. See, Christ is our example. Paul is our example of a follower. In 1 Corinthians 11 and verses 1 through verse number 3, Paul says, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you, brethren, that ye remember me in all things, and keep the ordinances as I had delivered them to you. Paul said, remember this morning, church. He said in verse number 3, I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of every woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. See, Paul said, remember this. Keep the ordinances as I delivered them unto you. So this morning, church, we need to tell the whole world to get real this morning. Paul said in Ephesians 4 and verse number 1, he said, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech ye that ye walk worthy of your vocation for which ye are called. See, that's how we should look at our Lord and Savior this morning. Look at as if we are prisoner, like Paul said, chained and bound to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Bound not by restraint, but a willing mind. See, Paul was a dedicated servant to our Lord. A message for the young folks this morning. Young people, if you are to imitate someone, let it be Paul. Why? Because no reward in the end imitated Mike, LeBron, Money Mayweather, or others. It's earthly and a temporal reward. But the reward in being like Paul, a spiritual reward, or everlasting life, an eternal reward. Let's look at 2 Timothy 4 and verse 6 to verse number 8. See, we need to be like Paul, a follower, a prisoner of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Paul says there in verse number 6, he says, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." 7, he says, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." 8 says, "Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not me only, but all them also that love his appearance." See, we need to be followers like Paul this morning. See, because when we follow Paul, we can make that statement. See, Paul was sure in this statement he made. Why? Because he done everything that God required him to do. He stayed the course, endured everything that was thrown at him. Paul still had his focus on our Lord and Savior. Northwest, we need to stay the course this morning. If we stay the course, we can feel confident when our Savior returns. Church, this only makes sense for all the heartaches, pain, and suffering through all the trials, tribulations you have endured. Don't you want to walk down Victory Lane where the streets are paved with gold? See, this morning, I want to take a victory lap with Jesus. Tell the Lord how I long to see his face. But see, it's going to take some dedication on our part. It's going to take some following on our part. Not the way we want to do it, but the way that Jesus has prepared the path for us. He said, "I go and prepare a place for you." And he says, "I will come and receive you unto myself." That's what we are striving for this morning. See, if we just think about it, look all around us. See, we already lost in this world. See, we want to make sure that we won't lose enough. See, I want my mansion this morning. I never had it, but Jesus said he got it prepared for me. So I want to live in my mansion with Jesus this morning. But one thing's for sure. The only way we will get that opportunity is do what he said. Live according to his commandments. Follow in his footsteps. So the lesson is yours this morning. If you are here and you feel a need to follow after Jesus, you can come this morning and put Christ on in baptism. Few things you have to get done this morning. First, you must hear the word, Romans 10 and verse number 17. Second, you must believe the word, Hebrews 11 and verse number 6. It said, "He that cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Without faith, it's impossible to please God." Third step is you must repent of past sins Luke 13 and verse number 3. Fourth step is confess that Jesus is master of your life. Matthew 10 and verse number 32. He said, he that confesseth me before men, him will I confess before my Father, which is in heaven. After confession, you'll be willing to go down in the water of a grave, a baptism, for the remission of your sins. Acts 2 and verse number 38. And then God will add you to his body. And if this morning you haven't been falling like you should, you've been taking some shortcuts that you don't need to take. See, confession is made available this morning. 1 John chapter 9. So, if any of these things interest you at this time, you can come as we stand and sing the song of invitation this morning.